This is Free Talk Live. We kick off hour three of the show. Friday edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
As always, the toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. That's 800-259-9231, and join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Again, freetalklive.com. We've got to jump right back into the calls here. People have been holding patiently through the news to Serge in New York. Serge, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Mark. We were talking about, you mentioned that you're in the punk scene up there in New York and that you hang around a bunch of people that think they're anarchists when in fact they are what?
I would call them communists.
How is it that they get so confused?
Well, I think it's, you know, a lot of kids, you know, up here, if you ask them what anarchist philosophy is, they'll say stuff like Noam Chomsky and Michael Moore. Laugh at that.
Oh.
And I feel that they're misguided because instead of...
I'm Noam Chomsky and Michael Moore, in fact.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I think that my personal philosophy is that government is more harmful than any multinational can be. And that, you know, that there's just so much riddled with, you know, because there's a very fine line between anarchism and socialism.
Well, the problem is that there's a lot of people out there, I think, that don't understand the connection between a corporation and a government. They don't understand that a business and a corporation are two distinct entities.
That's true.
Yeah.
They believe businesses are corporations.
Yeah.
They've been fooled.
And they believe that business is evil, that capitalism is evil.
A lot of these kids I've talked to, they say, you know, there are 16, 17-year-old kids in my school who call themselves anarchists. And I'm like, so I talk to them. I'm like, what do you hate, essentially, I tell them. And they're like, oh, I hate the multinationals. And then I say, I hate the government. And they're like, oh, come on, you got to hate the multinationals. And I just say to them, come on. Isn't it apparent? It's right in front of your eyes that this government is just so huge and so big and that it's the government who's going to come knocking at your door with troops. Not Unilever.
Yeah, not Walmart.
Yeah.
Seagram's.
And why is it that they don't understand that the government is what makes it possible for these corporations to have the influence that they do? There's no doubt that these big corporations... Right, there's no doubt that these big corporations are powerful, and they are doing things that they shouldn't be doing, but they're only doing it with the blessing and the approval and the assistance of the government.
True.
And so all these so-called anarchists want to do is smash windows and destroy the corporate America and they just want to destroy. They just want to break the system as it currently stands, but they want to replace it with essentially socialism.
Yeah, and defecate in corners and squats.
Sounds like fun. Thanks for the call, Serge. We appreciate hearing from you.
Rip the system!
800-259-9231. I want to see a voluntary system replace the system that we currently have. I want to see a system where everybody has chosen the life that they want for themselves.
Right. You know, communism and anarchism are completely incompatible because as far as it goes, as far as an individual goes, you can't be an individual in a communist state because everyone's the government and everything's democratic.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, all it is one amalgamous whole.
Right. Anarchism essentially means without rule. And so if you've got socialism and communism, there's rules. There's usually, I mean, they can't get to communism the way they want. They can't get it to this perfect communist system. There always ends up being a ruling elite class in every single time communism has been tried.
That's socialism.
Right. And these are people that become they're elites. They have total power and total control over everyone else in the country, and it just never works out. And to suggest that you could make it work, to suggest that you and your revolutionaries could do it the right way, go ahead, go and give it a shot. I don't care. Just don't do it in my state, okay? We're going to the Free State Project. We're going to attain liberty in our lifetime. And if you want to go and have your little communist paradise out on the West Coast, then I say, good luck to you. Let's continue with the calls. Let's talk to William in Georgia. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Mark.
Hey, guys.
Hey, William, what's on your mind?
I heard y'all talking about what does it even matter who did 9/11?
Yeah. What's it matter?
I was blown back to hear you guys say that. If America found out that this fake Muslim threat didn't exist, maybe they would stop being so scared and look at the real problems affecting them.
Well, it exists now. I mean, if it didn't exist before, it certainly exists now. We've gone over there and stirred up the bee's nest.
It's nowhere as big as these people think it is, the people listening to Sean Hannity.
Uh-huh.
They are scared to death, and they truly believe that they're making America safer by doing all this.
How
and
is it
all that? Comes back to 9/11. Once they realize...
No, it doesn't. No, it comes back to American interventionism from decades ago. It comes back to American foreign policy of taking sides around the world. That's what the real issue is.
But what jump-started it?
Huh?
What jump-started Iraq, Afghanistan? What jump-started that?
What jump-started the current conflicts in Iraq and Afghanistan?
9/11 did.
They did use 9/11 as an excuse for that, sure.
But that's only part of the issue. These people believe that the government can be their mommy in almost all things. I mean, people scream about the roads. People scream about health care. People scream about Social Security. They want the government to take care of them, and this is just a part of it.
Well, once they realize the government's going around killing people, flying planes into buildings, they'll realize that, hey, the government isn't my friend after all.
Wait, slow down, man. Slow down. There have been plenty of examples in the past of the government killing its own citizens. Not just our government, but all governments around the world killing its own citizens. Genocide in this country. There have been examples of where the government has obviously lied, for instance, to get us into war, the Gulf of Tonkin, back in Vietnam. There's historical evidence involved here. And nobody's involved in an uprising over all this duplicity on the part of the government. Everybody knows the government lies to them. They just sort of take it in stride. Everybody knows that the politicians are lying. But they don't care. They still vote for them anyway. I don't believe that this one issue is going to change the world or change the country. It's not.
I'm just saying, if we took away that perceived threat, maybe people would start focusing on real issues.
And how is it that you're going to take away that threat? By having a news conference about this? Getting on more radio shows and calling in?
By exposing the fraud of 9/11.
But you'll never come to a consensus.
By holding people accountable.
You'll never come to a consensus, William.
William, prior to September 11th, 2001, there was really no perceived threat out there from Cold War till then.
Yeah.
There wasn't a major threat anywhere under Clinton's rule. Were Americans moving towards liberty then? Because Waco and Ruby Ridge and those kind of things make me think no.
And Waco and Ruby Ridge, while you're thinking about that, William, Waco and Ruby Ridge were perfect examples where there doesn't need to be anything uncovered. There's no doubt there that the government ran roughshod over people's freedoms. Randy Weaver shot, his family was shot for just being on their property.
They busted into Elian Gonzalez's family's home here in the United States. And
that was Clinton administration as well.
Yeah, they drugged the kid out and with a SWAT team. I mean,
plenty of horrible things that our government did to our own people that aren't even questionable. And our people still continue to turn out in droves to vote for another Republican and another Democrat. And it doesn't matter how popular your 9/11 truth movement gets, there will always be people opposing it. So there will never become a consensus. No one will ever all agree as to what happened. It will continue to be just as opposed and controversial as the JFK assassination still is today. There are still people arguing about that on message boards on the internet today. And
yeah,
it's totally irrelevant.
If the sleeper hold that the government has on the media was ceased and the actual facts were starting to be presented to the public, things would start changing.
What?
But they have complete control over the media.
Here, I will throw a single bone, to those people out there. And I want people to look up, and I can't remember the name of the document. Maybe you can help me fill this in. But there's a document out there, and I think it's the Northwoods document.
Operation Northwoods.
Operation Northwoods. Here you go. Here's a fact. There was a plan that existed by the U.S. military to bomb a building in the United States in order to create a disaster to gain support for our invasion of Cuba.
I want you to come back and talk a little bit more about that, okay, and where you were going with that point. Thank you for the call, William. We definitely appreciate it. 800-259-9231. You bring up whatever you want. This Operation Northwoods thing, this is for real. This is documented. This is real. There's evidence. We'll tell you a little bit more about it coming up. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Lasagna, Sophia Loren, and Roman souvenirs are treasured Italian exports. But a little gift from Alessandro Volta in 1800 still charges the automotive world today. More about the battery when I come back.
When it comes to cleaning your vehicle's injectors and combustion chambers, you have two choices. You can treat the problem with off-the-shelf retail products in pretty bottles with little or no result. Or you can use what professionals use with just one tank of fuel. It's called BG44K. You can find it at a shop near you at bgfindashop.com. So, if you want professional results, use a professional product. Remember, it's called BG44K, and you can find it at bgfindashop.com.
Cappuccino is not the steamiest thing to come from Italy. Because back in 1800, Alessandro Volta invented a real powerhouse, the battery. Although the term was coined by our own Benjamin Franklin, it was Volta who created the contraption of alternating discs of zinc and copper, sandwiched in between cardboard pieces soaked in brine, that proved to be the first practical way of generating electricity. Begun while he was a professor of physics, Volta's legacy lives on through the term volt, which is the unit of measure of a battery's electromotive force. Now that's Italian. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's the toll-free number. This is your show. You bring up whatever you want. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Mark. 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website as well. freetalklive.com is the site. There are live streams. There's a broadband version of the show and a dial-up version. Both of them are totally free. freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only choice for more personal freedom, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
So we're once again in a, I guess, a bit of a conflict with the conspiracy theorists that are listeners to the show. They want us to cover more conspiracy theory, but that's not what we do on Free Talk Live. fact, we're not even interested in it. But, Johnson, you said you were going to throw him a bone.
Throw him the bone. And the bone is Operation Northwoods. And I'm not going to say that Operation Northwoods is proof that the government was behind 9/11. But I will say that we'll talk about it because, you know what, this is sick. And it's real. And what Operation Northwoods was a plan during, is it the 60s?
Somewhere around there, yeah.
That they were going to stage attacks on the United States, stage attacks on Guantanamo Bay, and blame it on the Cubans, and blame it on Cuban exiles, and blame it on all sorts of things in order to gain support for the invasion of Cuba.
Mm.
And
that's
well,
a conspiracy.
Yeah. Well, no, no, that's not a conspiracy. That's a document. It's a military document.
Well, no, no, it's a conspiracy if there are two or more people plotting to do something. So in this case, government agencies plotted to do something called Operation Northwood.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, and that exists. And you can take that, and if you want to make a connection and say that that is, you know, proof that the government is involved in 9/11, because obviously they've had a plan to do this in the past, that's up to you.
Well, you are making a logical jump, but I thought you were going to go and point out that our last caller, William, was saying that all we have to do is show the Americans, and then they'll come to our side, and they'll realize that this government is evil, and everything will change. But here's more evidence of the government being evil. This is a fact. This is public record now, this Operation Northwoods thing, and it has done nothing. The information that has come out on this, as factual as it is, has done nothing to change anything.
And most people, you tell them just go up to a random person on the street and say, Operation Northwoods. Will they know what you're talking about?
Of course not.
And it has nothing to do with 9/11 directly. I mean, you could make that inference and make it into a conspiracy and say this is proof of 9/11. But regardless of whether or not it is attached to 9/11, the fact that the government had the plan to do this is evil.
That much is true.
It's wrong. It's against freedom. And this is supposedly, this was during the Kennedy administration, supposedly one of the greatest presidents in this country's history.
He's certainly worshipped by a lot of people.
And what is he? Looks like he's a fascist to me.
So if you went up to somebody in the street and said, hey, have you ever heard of Operation Northwoods? Odds are the answer would be no. But then if you gave them a summary, like you just did, and told them what it was about, and then you said, so, how does that make you feel about government? They would say, well, I'm sure glad we don't have those guys in power anymore.
Well, the suggestions in the document, let's see some of the suggestions of what the plan was about.
What
staging,
they wanted to do?
Staging rumors about Cuba using clandestine radios. Staging mock attacks, sabotages, and riots at Guantanamo Bay, and blaming it on Cuban forces.
How about firebombing and sinking an American ship at Guantanamo Bay? Destroying an unmanned drone masquerading as a commercial aircraft. So all kinds of terroristic ideas coming out of the government.
There's a whole list. You can look this up. Anyone can look this up. Go to Wikipedia and look up Operation Northwoods.
But it's not going to do anything to change anything. No one is going to change their mind about the government based on all of the evidence that is out there about how what it was plotting to do. I'm sorry. I wish it was the case. I wish it was true that you could get on the air and reveal that government does evil things.
I guarantee
and
you. And if you want to prove this to yourself, go ahead, go to Wikipedia, take this Operation Northwoods, print it out if you're one of these conspiracy theorists, find somebody who you know is not a conspiracy theorist, find somebody who's a steadfast Republican or a steadfast Democrat, hand them this, get them to read just the fine points, the content section is what has what Operation Northwoods is all about, and you know what they're going to say to you? They're going to say, Well, this is Cuba. We were justified. Guarantee you, that will be their answer.
Or so?
Or so? So what?
Yep. Oh, I'm going to go vote for the Democrats next time. You know, if we just voted in my people, then none of this stuff would happen.
Wait, wasn't Kennedy a Democrat?
Yeah, he was.
Oh.
Well, I'll vote for the Republicans.
Oh, Bush. Oh, well.
All right, let's go to the phones here. Let's talk to Jason in Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Johnson, and Mark. Hello, Jason. Jason, go ahead.
Just another note on your whole 9/11 conspiracy ramblings. That first email you went over on the show, I think, maybe I misheard, but I think I heard he tossed out the statistic that a poll said one-third of Americans already think that the government was behind 9/11.
He said that one-third believed that government had something to do with 9/11. Uh-huh.
Well,
so?
That's like 100 million people that honestly believe this and aren't doing anything about it. They're blogging about it. They should be storming the Capitol or something.
But they're not. They're not.
They think that the government was behind the deaths of 3,000 American people, and they're not doing anything about it.
No, they're calling radio shows.
Vote Democrat.
They're calling radio shows, and like you said, blogging. Whoop-de-doo.
Well, that just solves everything, then.
And paying taxes. Don't forget, we got to make sure we pay those taxes.
Great point, Jason. We appreciate it. Your phone's kind of screwing up, so we got to go. 800-259-9231. Mark, you're sort of looking funny.
Well, I think about the Kennedy assassination thing and the Operation Northwood, and you know what's the point of those? You know, what has happened as a result of any kind of information coming out as those things? And I think that's going to be the same result as 9/11. And it's just
What has happened is some people have made money off of neat conspiracy documentaries. There was plenty of documentaries about JFK airing on television. People bought sponsorships. Those companies, you know, the people that, the producers, the people that aired those shows, they made money. That's what happened.
And you could make a nifty documentary about Operation Northwoods. They met in secret. They gathered around and they made plans to dominate the world and the country by attacking the Cubans at the very base of their culture. I mean, you could just make stuff up. I mean, and just, you know.
And people would believe it.
And it doesn't matter. I mean, even if this is true, I mean, Operation Northwood actually happened. And you could make a very truthful documentary about it. It's not going to change anything.
No.
Whether or not it's fact or fiction, it's still not changing anything.
Let's talk to Steve in Minnesota. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Mark. Hello, Steve. Steve in Minnesota. Going once. Steve in Minnesota going twice. All right. I think we have exhausted the calls on this 9/11 thing. Toll-free number 800-259-9231, and I really don't have anything more to say about it. It is just, it's a waste of time to talk about these things. It may be intriguing, it may be interesting, but overall, it's not going to convince the majority of the American public. They're not interested in this. They're interested in American Idol. They're interested in their own lives. They're interested in taking home more money from work, which is why we talk about getting rid of taxation on the show. I try to talk about how liberty can make your life better. How is it that knowing who committed 9/11 is going to improve your life? It's not. It's just neat. 800-259-9231. On the way, bums. You're going to love this, Mark. Johnson's got a story about bums who have been cutting their own limbs off.
You know how I love homeless people.
We'll explain. And it may not be a crazy thing. Well, crazy may be a factor.
Yeah.
But we'll come back and talk about it. It's your show, Free Talk Live.
By now, it is no surprise that the U.S. ranks 37th in the world in occurrence of chronic illness, according to the World Health Organization. Due to modern farming and food processing practices, our food supply has become nutrition deficient. Deficient in nutrients essential to good health. It is time to take back your health. Everyone has the right to good health. Join the self-reliant families, entrepreneurs, and the company pioneering cutting-edge glyconutrient technology. The wellness revolution is projected to be a $1 trillion industry by 2010. We are looking for people who are serious about bettering their lives and the lives of the people they love. Better health is possible. To learn more, go to therighttogoodhealth.com. You have the right to decide what is attainable in your lifetime. You have the right to build a healthy lifestyle that you can share with your friends and family. You have the right to achieve self-reliance and financial independence. And you have the right to good health. Visit therighttogoodhealth.com.
Sears has the new air conditioning system you've been looking for. Keep cool with a new Carrier or Kenmore system from a name you can trust. It's time you called Sears at 1-800-269-1400 for a free in-home consultation. Don't forget to ask about our special summer financing offer. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. Licensee information available upon request. Call Sears now for your new cooling system at 1-800-269-1400. That's 1-800-269-1400.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offered both. This low-mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
So, Janice, where are you and Jim going on vacation this summer?
Definitely somewhere with a beach, though who knows if our feet will even touch the sand.
That reminds me, Janice, have you figured out how to talk to Jim about his problem?
No, I want to, but men can be so sensitive.
Well, it's only going to get worse. Remember, I was going through the same thing with Dan. Then I found Mycocide NS.
What's Mycocide NS?
Mycocide NS kills the germs that can cause fungal infections. It worked great for Dan. He had the worst looking thick yellow toenails. Now his nails look clear and healthy.
Do I need a prescription?
No, you can get Mycocide NS antifungal treatment in the foot care aisle at any drugstore or major retailer.
And it really worked?
Yep, it worked on me too. I had some white discolorations on my toe. I just applied Mycocide NS daily. I didn't even have to remove my nail polish.
Sounds easy. I can start planning our beach getaway.
Yeah, Mycocide definitely gave us the confidence to bare our feet again.
Pick up Mycocide NS at drugstores and major retailers. Look for a free bonus gift in each box.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. Take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
And join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We want you to vote for the show. In fact, there's two places we'd like you to vote for us at. It's unusual. Normally we only ask for one vote per month at vote.freetalklive.com, and you can go and do that, and it will be much appreciated because I think we're currently at number 3 in the Podcast Alley podcast rankings. We could be higher up there if you would go and vote at vote.freetalklive.com. It would be much appreciated. It would take you less than a minute. But the other one, this is a limited time only sort of a vote. In fact, it goes from now until August 11th. It's podcastawards.com. There's a yearly podcast awards. The first annual one, was last year. And we took home the award for Best Political Cultural Podcast, which is great. And it was thanks to your votes.
It's huge. I'll tell you, being the guy who's in charge of sales here for Free Talk Live, it's a great tool for letting advertisers know, hey, it's okay to advertise with us. We're popular.
Yeah, exactly. So this year, we've been nominated again. And the category this year is just political. And we're up against some pretty heavyweight competition. The President of the United States himself. Yeah, he's actually got his own podcast, and he's been nominated too. So if you'd like to see Free Talk Live defeat President George Bush, then you should go to podcastawards.com right now. Scroll down towards the bottom of the page. We're in the category that's on the right side, third from the bottom, and vote for the show. In fact, you can vote for us once per day from now until the 11th.
You can never beat me. I'm the decider.
We'll see about that. If you vote, we can win. That's podcastawards.com. All right. So, Johnson, tell me about these bums that are cutting their own limbs off. What is going on?
Well, the Indian Medical Association has launched a probe after 3 doctors were shown on television offering to amputate beggars' limbs for money. The secret filming apparently shows one senior doctor offering to perform the operation for the equivalent of $200. There have long been rumors that criminal gangs pay for the amputation, as beggars are able to generate more sympathy and make more money.
Wait. In India, beggars are working for gangs?
Apparently.
Wow.
Gangs are paying for the amputation, as beggars are able to generate more sympathy and make more money. The police say they will investigate the allegations. One of the surgeons who works in a government hospital on the outskirts of Delhi is seen as examining a street beggar and offering to amputate his legs in this video that they're talking about. He says, "Where do you want to cut it?" He is heard asking on that secret recording. The beggar says, "From anywhere." The doctor suggests an amputation.
I don't care. My life's worthless. Lord, it'll make me more money.
The doctor suggests an amputation below the knee to make it easier to fit an artificial limb. He says he will induce gangrene by restricting the flow of blood so the operation appears to be necessary. Uh-huh. And he asks for 10,000 rupees, or about $200.
Mm.
Two other senior doctors are also alleged to have offered to perform similar operations for cash. National President of the Indian Medical Association, Dr. Sanjeev Malik, is calling for an urgent investigation. An opportunity should be given to the doctors to explain their case, he told the BBC. But if it is true, it is one of the most shocking things in the history of medical practice in India, and I think it needs to be condemned outright.
I'm shocked.
After the report was broadcast, an angry crowd gathered outside of one of the doctor's homes in Delhi. The police say they have asked for copies of the broadcast.
Why are you shocked? I mean, what's wrong with this?
It's shocking that people would want to cut their limbs off or pay somebody else to cut their limbs off. I'm just, you know, hey, if you're out there thinking about committing suicide, why don't you just chop off a limb first to just kind of see how you like it?
What I think is interesting is the idea that gangs are actually controlling the beggars. And it makes sense. I mean, if you think about it, there's probably a lot of corruption. There's probably not much in regards to the police actually doing anything about crime in this area of India. So what you've got is probably gangs controlling certain areas of town. And if there are beggars in those areas, the gangs probably will approach them like a mafia might approach a store owner and say, yeah, I think we'll let you continue to operate here in this area so long as you give us 50% of your daily take. If you don't, we'll cut your head off and throw you in a dumpster. Right?
It certainly could happen.
So it allows the beggar to continue operating with his life, and the gang gets a cut of all the beggar's operations.
Mm.
That's at least how I see it working.
And now the gangs are definitely working with them because they're like, oh, you want to make more money? Yeah, if you want, we'll pay for your own operation.
Now, why
your arm.
Yeah. Why would anyone give money to beggars if they knew that the gangs were running the beggars in the streets? I mean, stop giving money to beggars, and the gangs will go away.
Maybe the tourists. They don't know, right? You're a tourist. You walk down the street, see somebody with his arm cut off. You feel sorry for him. Give him some money. You don't know any better. You're not briefed when you arrive to the country that, hey, don't give money to the beggars. They're run by the gangs. I don't know. It's very intriguing. 800-259-9231.
What's also interesting is that India is going to be, you know, is known over the next 10 years, it's going to be probably the most populated place on the planet.
Really?
Yeah.
More so than China?
Yep. The projections for population growth show that India is one of the most rapidly growing areas of the globe.
You mean as far as population per square foot, that sort of thing?
No, I mean population in general, where the most human beings are.
Really?
Yep.
Wow. That's a shocker to me.
Yeah, there are projections. There are projections right now.
China's trying to stifle its growth through government programs,
okay.
Whereas India's not.
Right.
Right, where they kill your second born or whatever.
I'm not sure exactly how much of that I believe, but they certainly have...
You don't believe that? I've heard that that's absolutely the case. You aren't allowed to have girls in China. From what
no.
I
no.
You've got it messed up
no.
a little bit.
No, that's
what
not
did,
the case
what
at
I
all.
Misunderstand?
I've got an article. You need to go to... We need to cover this, because...
Basically, it's more advantageous to have a boy, and you're allowed, you know, to have a one child. This is the rumor, is that you're allowed to have one child, and then, therefore, people are killing the girls because they'd rather have boys.
Because they're more valuable.
None of this is the case. I've got an article about it.
Okay, well...
Specifically, why more boys are being had than girls, and it has to do with the gestation process in general. Women's first child is more likely to be a boy. And if they're
really?
Only allowed to have one child, then chances are much, much greater that it's going to be a boy.
So you're telling me that the Chinese authorities aren't coming around to different towns and farms
that
and
may,
killing babies?
That may be happening, but that's not why their male population, I mean, primarily that's not the primary reason why their male population is so much more.
Well,
so what's the reason?
And I have an article, but you gotta pull it up.
Yeah, I know, and I don't know where it is, so we're just gonna move on. But anyway, maybe we can get to it in a little bit. One reason, I guess, to have a boy would be because he's less than likely to become a prostitute, right? Here you go. This one from the Washington Post. A police officer in Maryland heard a surprising story when he found a 15-year-old girl and an adult male engaged in a sex act. at 3 a.m. in a car in Tacoma Park. Hey, just for future references to anybody that wants to have sex in a car, don't park at a park. Don't do it in a park. A public park, a government park, very high likelihood that a cop is going to come through there at some point.
Or a beach.
Especially if it's government. Any government area, mm-hmm. Stay away. Anyway, she was a prostitute, the girl said. She's 15. The icing on the cake? Her pimp was a coach at a high school in Prince George's County. Aaron Burroughs, a junior varsity assistant football coach at Bowie High School, appeared yesterday in Superior Court in the district where he was ordered held without bail on a charge of first-degree sexual child abuse, according to the U.S. Attorney's Office. According to the charging document, the girl told police that Burroughs, who's also a Metrobus driver, repeatedly took her to the district to engage in prostitution beginning in September. She said Burroughs, who's 35, also had sex with her starting when she was 14.
Whoa.
The girl was a student at the high school, according to a law enforcement source who spoke on the condition of anonymity, because the information hasn't been revealed in public documents. Told of the arrest, a spokesman for the Prince George's School confirmed last night that Burroughs is a coach at the high school and that school officials would investigate the matter. He lives in Crofton, represented by the Public Defender's Office. They aren't returning calls. According to the charging document, the police officer was on routine patrol when he spotted the girl and a man parked in the deserted lot. The girl told the officer that Burroughs had driven her from Maryland to the district on Sunday and that the two had sex early Monday in his Range Rover. She said he rented a room for her at the Budget Inn and for the purposes of prostitution, and that a customer, a man that she later was found with, drove her to the park and paid her $150 for sex. This is stuff you just can't make up. 800-259-9231. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At researchherbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on researchherbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at researchherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Republicans took over Congress more than 10 years ago. Since then, the government has grown by $1 trillion. This spending explosion has happened in part because Congress doesn't read the huge bills they pass. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Our new proposal stops Congress from passing bills they haven't read. It's called the Read the Bills Act. The Read the Bills Act will slow Congress down, way down. It's easy for you to help make this bill the law of the land. You can learn more at DownsizeDC.org. That's DownsizeDC.org.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America.
Get the Berkey Light, the American water purifier, only $279. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. Now available is the 2006 BioSolutions Plus. The BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. But only moments remain, so if you want to get on the air, now would be the time to call about anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. Bulletin board systems there, wiki updates, live streaming, and more. It's all for free. And what do we ask in return? That you maybe join the Amplifier program, like over 200 and I think around 270 of our listeners have done, for as little as $3 a month. That's less than the price of some cups of coffee out there. So if you like what we're doing on this show, the AMP program is totally voluntary. I mean, you get everything on our website for free. If you go to amp.freetalklive.com, you'll learn more about the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is we take your $3 a month in, and we turn it right back around into promoting Free Talk Live. We buy advertisements in talk radio industry publications. We buy internet advertising as well to draw more new radio stations to the show, to draw more new listeners to Free Talk Live. And that means more new people experiencing the message of freedom and liberty. So if that's an important idea for you, you should definitely check out AMP at amp.freetalklive.com. And we sweeten the pot with some bonuses like access to classic archives, the Amplifier-only phone lines, and call. Let's see, also the Amplifier-only forum as well. So some little bonuses there. amp.freetalklive.com. All right, Johnson, you had an article about boys and girls, and as far as there's apparently now more boys being born
just
than
you brought
girls.
That thing up about China's population explosion and their being so many more Chinese males than females. And the reason for that is not because they're killing babies, I don't think, as so much as firstborn children tend to be male.
Well, I didn't have a chance to research the whole Chinese thing about whether or not they are killing babies. I think they are, but that's not the issue. The issue is that apparently, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, of course, government agency, questionable at best, but according to them, 94,232 more boys than girls were born in the year 2002 in America. So you take that, and that's a pretty big number. I mean, that's almost 100,000 more boys than girls. If that statistic surprised you, according to 6wise.com, that means, let's see, if that statistic surprised you, you'll be even more surprised to learn that an average of 91,685 more male babies have been born each year than females from 1940 to 2002.
Wow.
That means a total of 5,700,000, more than that actually, or more boys were born during that period. So, how is this relevant? Well, I was thinking that it wasn't too long ago we were talking about polygamy. Remember the we were talking about arguments against polygamy because I was asking, why is it that polygamy is such a bad idea? And in an article, I think it was Reason Magazine, they suggested that polygamy was bad because, well, if one guy, say Johnson, he's really charismatic and he gets a lot of women and he's got five wives. Well, the article suggested that Johnson has essentially removed those five women from the pool of potential women that could be partners for other men.
Right. That's four guys that can't have wives, essentially.
Right. So the suggestion there is that those four guys that can't have those women as wives would then be more likely to commit crimes, maybe rape, or just be bad guys in general because they aren't having the interaction with the woman that they might be desiring to interact with. There's more competition for women as a result of that because of polygamy. That's why they were saying that polygamy was bad. but it doesn't seem to matter now, right? I mean, so what? Polygamy, schmigamy. This is a 5 million more boys than girls. There's already, by statistic, more competition for the women out there.
This is more like 1%. The Reason article was talking more like 20% difference between the sexes. So I don't know if you've made the strongest case there.
There's still 100,000 people being born each year aren't going to have a potential mate, supposedly.
It says generally each year that there are 116.9 boys born for every 100 girls. And that's for every 100 girls, and that's in China.
That's in China, but do we know about the United States? Okay, in the U.S. occurred in 1946, the highest sex birth ratio. There were about 105.9 boys born to 100 girls. The lowest sex birth ratio was in 2001, where there were 104.6 boys born per 100 girls. Therefore, on average, there's about 5 extra males born.
Wow, that's like 5%.
For every female, actually 5 extra for every 100 girls. So that means there's 5 dudes out there that aren't going to have access to the... Should we start killing babies in America to make sure that every guy has access to a woman?
No, we should legalize prostitution.
That's a good idea.
And, you know, I heard it posited this week by a psychiatrist, who apparently in the psychiatric community, there's an understanding, at least, to some level or another, that when you crack down on prostitution in a given area, your mental illnesses go up. Like, there's a fringe portion of the population who manages to stay sane by getting...
By having sex?
By, you know, getting human interaction through paying for it from prostitutes. Now, so here you have just an exchange of money going on,
A market transaction.
A market transaction, goods and services changing hands for money, just like somebody cleaning your house or washing your car or whatever. And we outlaw that particular activity, and what you get as a result is a drag on the economy because of mental illness, people not having jobs, you know, just the whole thing that goes behind it. So, one more reason why we should legalize prostitution.
What about homosexuality? Because we also need to take that, I mean, we're basically outlawing that now, and for every male homosexual couple, that takes out 2 males out of the population. That wouldn't be pursuing after women.
Taking males out of the population isn't as bad as taking females out of the population.
No. What I'm saying is if those males are out of the population, then that increases for the rest of the males the amount of women that are available.
But then there's also homosexual women as well, which is another factor.
Right. I wonder what's greater.
I don't know.
Homosexual males or homosexual women?
Yeah.
That's a good question. But here in this very article is an answer to one of the questions we were asking. For comparison, in China, where couples are only allowed to have 1 child, the gender balance has become alarmingly skewed and millions of men may be forced to remain bachelors because of the shortage of women. So, according to the article at least, you are only allowed to have 1 child in China.
Right.
All right. Here's some interesting facts. On females living longer and stronger, this may balance out some of the birth ratios. Male births slightly outnumber female births, but... Boys have a higher death rate if born premature, 22% compared to 15% for girls. Overall, more newborn males die than females. It's a 5-to-4 ratio. Sudden infant death syndrome is 1.5 times more common in boys than girls. As teenagers, boys die at twice the rate of girls. Men have fewer infection-fighting T cells and are thought to have weaker immune systems than women. And of course, we all know that certainly men live shorter lifespans. In fact, American men typically die almost 6 years before women do. By the age of 36, women outnumber men. Stroke, cancer, diabetes, heart disease, and accidents, all among the top causes of death, kill men at a higher rate than women. By the age of 100, women outnumber men 8-to-1.
Well, there you go. I don't think I'm going to be marrying any 100-year-old women, though.
Probably not. 1-800-259-9231. Just interesting statistics, that's all.
It reminded me, there's some letter that Alexander Hamilton wrote to somebody about dating old women.
What did he say?
He was recommending it.
Really, why?
He was recommending it because...
No periods?
They have money?
Just ample reasons that... you know, they're more faithful, they appreciate you more, it's like a gift, rather, you know, they're more experienced, They have more money. Gives reason after reason after reason. It was just funny.
Good point. Speaking of old women...
It might have been Benjamin Franklin, actually, that wrote that letter. Now that I think about it, might not have been Hamilton.
Well, speaking of old women, from Columbus, Ohio, the AP reporting that Pat Neipel has had a license plate, a tag with the letters NWTF.
NWTF.
She says they're short for Northwood Tree Farm, a Christmas tree business that she and her late husband owned. But the 74-year-old recently got a letter from the Bureau of Motor Vehicles saying the personalized plate violates the agency's standards against profanity. NWTF. Is that profane?
It's the WTF part.
At the BMV office, Neipel says she was told the letters are an abbreviation popular online. She's 74.
Yeah, NWTF is not an abbreviation popular online, by the way. It's just WTF.
Right, well, the clerk apparently whispered it into the phone. She said it stands for a phrase beginning with, now, what the, there's the last word.
Now? There's no now part of it.
No, there's not. So,
she just made that up. She just added that.
By the way, this woman has had the license plate for 10 years.
Ooh.
So it wasn't obscene for the last 10 years, but now all of a sudden because of some internet catchphrase.
It's just because some clerk is a busybody and added now to the phrase that doesn't actually exist.
Yeah.
It's not NWTF.
It's just
most
WTF.
People know.
She just wants to advertise her business.
By the way, I know somebody with a license plate that is WTF noob. I actually know someone with that on their license plate here in Florida.
We're done for tonight. It's Vinny in here with you.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
See you tomorrow night for the live Saturday edition online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
I used to be a